Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sha Marie.
I'm Jean.
You guys, I didn't know that the beginning of the other episodes with this mic, when we had it down, that it's like all crackly and shit at the beginning. Like, the quality is all weird, so I apologize. I really hope that the spot we have it in is better. No one ever, like, nicely is like, hey, you guys, today, the quality, not so much.
Yeah.
If people were to do that, you know, I could fix it sooner. I didn't know.
I think we grow from criticism.
I do. I just didn't know until I was uploading them and trying to do the YouTube videos. And I was like, oh, damn. Okay.
It's kind of crackly.
Yeah. I was like, we do have shitty sound. Okay.
Well, one step at a time.
But yeah. So just right off the bat, sorry about that. I heard the last one we did didn't have it. So, like, where I think we have the microphone stuffed between my couch cushion in between me and Jean. Like, where our voices are.
It works.
And before, it was, like, on the cushion. So it didn't do good. But anywho, this is a little more professional. It gives us kind of, like, a little dance.
Can you hear us now?
Right? All nice and clear. Okay, so.
How was your night?
Crazy. I found out yesterday Jean took me to the doctor, and I found out that this injury of mine is going to put me down for a total of 12 weeks, which is forever and a day. I have to remain sleeping in this boot for another month.
It's that big ass black 9-pound boot.
9 pounds?
You're going to have such a sexy butt. Left, right leg. It's going to be amazing.
Pretty much. I'm going to have, like, one good round butt, and then the other one's going to need some work.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be a little weird looking for a minute.
She'll be off-kiltered a little. It's all right.
But we're going to do another review today, because for some reason, our reviews do better than when I just pick a story.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck it. I enjoy doing them, and we'll just keep doing them until people are like, you guys suck. But they already do.
So we'll switch back to stories, huh? All right.
Yeah. So I'm just going to keep going with it because I love reviewing TV shows, because it's like I get to say everything I want to say to someone when I watch it by myself, because I watch all these shows by myself. My grandma did suggest while on my downtime that I didn't watch such negativity, such murderous accounts.
Grandmas know best, and sometimes you just need to watch Gordon Ramsay scream at a whole bunch of people, and you feel better about yourself.
I watched the Chef show on Netflix. If you guys don't like, if you haven't watched it, watch it. It's a good show. But like, I watch a bunch of cooking stuff too, and like Lock and Key. If you guys haven't watched that, on Netflix.
Is it a sci-fi?
Dude, yeah, and it's fucking amazing.
Well, Jeremy doesn't like sci-fi.
So oh, dude, it's
I have
so
to watch
cool.
it when he goes.
It's so cool. All
right.
It'll fill your time. It's amazing.
Oh, good.
It's
good.
Awesome.
All right.
Big fan of it. So, and oh, before we even go any further, I saw a preview for this movie, and I'm going to have to find a way to get my ass from my house to the movie theater when this movie comes out. It's called The Hunt.
Oh.
Have you seen previews for that yet?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. So, I guess it's like some place somewhere where people are dropped. I don't know much about it, obviously, because I haven't seen the fucking movie. But, like, I guess you hunt people for sport.
Oh!
And it looks amazing.
Oh, wow!
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were to do this, I'm just saying, hypothetical.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
You got yourself an island. Okay? And you fill it full with murderers, child molesters, and rapees.
Mm-hmm.
What is the harm of hunting said people? Just
letting them kill each other?
Bam! That's an idea. Putting it out there, I'm over it. Now people are going to judge me.
Well,
serious idea, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
I pay for prison.
That's true, because prison is very expensive.
Yeah, and if we you're keep rich enough and you want to be a psycho, fucking. Yep. All means, dude. Fucking pay me millions of dollars to go do this activity. I'm not saying this should be like a $25 family activity and everybody can go.
No.
Like, you know. This is like some top dollar secret world underground shit.
It probably wouldn't work because usually people that feel that they're God.
Yeah.
It doesn't work out.
It works out for a while.
We have a minute. And okay, then, I could be have a God complex for God like a second. God bitch slap. And well, nothing works out as planned.
Until that one person gets away, swims away, reveals everything.
Yeah.
Tears it down. Yeah. I foresee that happening, see? So I just know we must kill everyone for sure. Just kidding. But that's so an underground idea.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Pretty fun.
Just saying. Okay, so today we are going to do a review of the show on the ID channel again called Stranger Among Us Season 1, Episode 5. And it is about the family of Pat and Kelly, who are originally from Pennsylvania, and then they end up moving to Florida when their daughter is, I believe, like 2 years old, two or five. She's in the episode. She does the talking on the behalf of the family. There's three children, two sons, one daughter. Daughter's the middle child. That's really not relevant. Pat has a previous daughter from another relationship before him and Kelly marry and start having children. In his teens, younger years.
That happens.
Her name is Andrea. Not sure if that's her real name. That's the name they give her in the show. She's a goddamn terrorist.
Oh, really?
Yes. She's a terrorist of many sort. She likes to rave havoc. And she's a smoking teen. And likes to smoke cigarettes. Which I haven't smoked cigarettes in like forever.
Good job, by the way.
But, she likes to smoke cigarettes.
All the attention. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I guess when mom got pregnant, mom tells Pat, his name is Patrick, by the way, that I don't need money. I don't want you. I'm good. I'm going to go live in Philly. So she just like moves away.
Oh.
And then this daughter's like 17 years old. She's being a complete ass.
Yeah.
So her mom says, fuck off. So she goes to her dad's house and just brings torment and chaos. Before Andrea comes, we have the perfect family. We are cute. We're adorable. The whole family has cookouts with the neighborhood.
Yeah.
This is They're the close. Favorite house everybody likes to go play at.
Mm-hmm.
Then Andrea.
Yeah.
Drops a bomb.
Here I am.
Yeah. She's psychotic. So in 07 is when Andrea shows up out of the blue. Like I said, she is his firstborn. So he has a very hard time not turning his back.
Well, yeah.
Because even though he does not know her, it is still,
probably has guilt for not being there.
Yeah. He's a good guy and wants to just take care of his kid. So like I said, she's a little dick. And what I mean by she's an asshole is one night
she enjoyed hurting people.
Yeah, one night, the family wakes up to her screaming, bloody fucking murder, about Pat touching her sexually and making inappropriate feels.
Eye roll.
And, yeah, and she calls the cops on her dad herself. He goes to jail.
Yeah.
When she does this, Kelly, the wife, is like, get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
I don't have to like you. You are no kin to me, ma'am. And so
dad found innocent?
Well, yeah, there was nothing. He was released later.
Mm-hmm. Well, did she have any? I'm sorry, no. I have tidbits. So
she didn't
get in trouble for lying to the police and filing a false report.
Mm-mm.
Okay, problem number one. Go ahead.
She's a child.
It doesn't matter.
She's a kid. I don't
know. You can't lie and make shit up about people. There has to be consequence for that. I disagree with that. Because you could ruin somebody's life, career.
Where this goes is it leads the wife, Kelly, she believes he's innocent because the police obviously find that he's innocent. But she's still really, like, the trust is kind of broken. Like, she has, like...
It shook her. Well, that's something...
It shook her a smidge. Yeah. You know? It's hard. So, that kind of shakes her up a bit. So, Pat goes and he gets counseling, dude, because he's rolled with depression and, like, this shit's really messed with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's hurt him.
Yeah.
He's very depressed from all of this.
Yeah.
So he goes and he gets counseling, and he's active in counseling all the way up until what I tell you happens, happens. He is active.
Wow.
In the counseling and trying to restore getting help for himself. So really, he tried to do everything he could. So in the fall of 2007...
So Kayla was, or the, not Kayla, sorry. Would you say her name was the daughter?
Andrea.
Andrea is then kicked out of the house before he gets out of jail?
Yeah.
Or is she still at the
house? She goes home 2 weeks later. She goes back to Philly.
Oh, to her mom?
Yeah.
All right.
For some reason, it's not for some reason, it's the show's job. But they bring you in for Andrea to be the killer and for it all to be about Andrea. She has nothing to do with the whole story.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know why we talk about her.
Oh, because that's the beginning.
But I'm just reviewing the show, so I have to.
Yeah.
But, like, there's really no relevance to Andrea in this whole thing whatsoever. Except for she is the turning factor of what turns this family inside out and changes them. So she does do that. She is the party responsible for fucking the whole thing up. Okay, so like I said, in the fall of 2007, Kelly pops out of the woodworks with, okay, well, you guys know how your dad had a kid? So did Mommy. Mommy had one at 15, gave it up for adoption. She's pregnant now with twins. She's found me. They call her Missy. That's the little name that everybody calls her by. So she says she's found her, and it just rocks the whole family by storm.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, what?
Who is this person?
Yeah, who, what? A daughter. And the siblings are like, no, because they just went through the Andrea thing. So they were like, hell no.
Please no more.
I don't want any more sisters that just keep popping up. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kelly goes... Well, okay, let me say that they do have a rental property across the street from their home.
Okay.
They bought their home and the home across the street. They've rented it out. So I want
to make sense. Yeah. So that's additional income.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always good.
So on Halloween of 07, she goes to Virginia to meet this daughter and everything else. Well, 4 days later, she comes back with some hot-ass 19-year-old named John. And he is adorable. Oh, he's hot. I mean, may he rest. Because spoiler alert, but like, I don't want people to judge me. But he was a good-looking fella.
Yeah.
And he's of age. I can say what I please. But for her to snag him up, girl... Should be popping. Anyway, so when she brings him back, she's like, this is my son-in-law. He's going to be marrying the daughter. So then...
Why the hell? Well, that didn't even make sense to me. So she took her daughter, who's pregnant with twins, only help.
Yeah, away.
Okay. Continue.
Well, that makes sense. To come find a job. Well, they were getting a house. The mom said, hey, I have a house.
Uh-huh.
But your man has to come find a job first.
I guess that's true, but still.
And so everybody in the... She's supposed to be right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Missy is supposed to be packing bags and getting ready to skedaddle. But this pregnancy is a complicated pregnancy. It's a rough pregnancy. It's hard. It's of sorts.
And sometimes you don't plan on that shit happening, do you?
And it's twins.
Yeah. So she probably has to go to a weekly freaking doctor's appointment.
Something like that.
From conception.
Well, when they get back, the people that are renting the house across the street are still in the home.
Yeah.
So, Kelly's like, just sleep on the couch. It's totally fine. So, John starts sleeping on the couch. He's intertwining with the family. He's hanging out with the kids. The daughter is like, he was really nice. He used to take me skating. He was sweet, sweet guy. All my friends were like, damn, he's hot. Who's he? And she was like, oh, I was so proud to be like... That's my brother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So everybody knew he's a good-looking guy, and it's strange. But Misty, we don't know. We've never met Misty. We only have seen pictures of Misty.
Missy.
It doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't.
So, like I said, when that happens, Pat gets John a job with him at, I think it's like a Target. I think he works at like a Target in the back room.
It's a job. Good job. You know?
So he does that. He gets him a job.
Yeah.
To help him.
So he's not just sleeping on the couch playing PlayStation for a living.
No.
Yeah.
And then he also starts to realize that Kelly's showering 2 times a day. And you would think that that's not relevant. That like you're like, oh, everybody does that. But when you don't do that, and then you start doing that, and she's also hanging out with John a lot.
Yeah. How old is Kelly again? In her
34.
Okay.
So
get it.
We're 34 years into life, and we've only showered. I don't know what our showering schedule was, but we don't shower twice a day, and now we do.
Yeah.
And Pat's caught on to this.
Yeah.
And he's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And he's expressed, dude, to neighbors, to people, he's like, dude, I think my wife is sleeping with John. And the wife is like, you're out of your fucking mind. This is my son-in-law. Yeah. And they were all like, everybody's like, dude, you're tripping. You're crazy. Well, you know, and then this time, dude, everybody is sending, she's making up the house. The reason why she says, I need to hang out with John every day, forever, all day, is because I have to get this house ready for my pregnant daughter to come. We got to get the nursery set up. I got shit to do. He can't do this. I have to. Which is understandable.
Mom,
she wants to decorate
control.
The house. We've never even fucking, like, that's the first time she's being reunited with siblings, the family. It's big. We want to do it right. So that's fine. Well, then the babies are born.
Mm-hmm.
It's precious. It's adorable. But they're in the ICU. So we can't come. No one goes to see her.
The mom doesn't go?
No.
The mom doesn't go.
Pat, yeah.
The brother-in-law doesn't go?
No.
For his own daughters, supposedly.
Supposedly. Birth. Identical daughters.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
No one goes.
Okay.
Because they're in intensive care.
They still let
So them. Months go
you
on.
You know that shit.
Months go on and they're like, well, like, Thanksgiving comes. And, like, they have a little place for her while she's still pregnant. And it's like, this is when she's supposed to be coming and moving. And then right at dinner time, they get a phone call. And, like, it's just too hard on her. She cannot travel. So it's hard. So everybody finally is like, dude, where the fuck is she? When's she coming? And she's like, dude, when she is able to come, she's coming. And the whole time, John's like, dude, I'm so stoked to be a dad. Like, I'm going to kill it. I'm going to rock it. It's going to be fine. So, now Pat gets in an argument. I'm not going to say a fight. Gets in an argument. Kelly gets in an argument with Pat.
Yeah.
The husband and wife.
Yeah, because this shit does not make sense.
Yeah, we're fighting.
Yeah.
Tensions are high.
If you're a dad and your twins are born, why are you still here?
Everybody keeps telling him he's crazy. And so he's going to counseling and he's like, dude, I don't think I am.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. Like, I'm not dumb, I don't think.
You know, you have a sixth sense when something's going on.
You do. It's in the pit of your stomach.
And you try and convince yourself otherwise that you are an idiot. You want to be an idiot.
Yeah. And they're fighting so much that every time that they get into an argument, she's like, fuck you. And she goes across the street to John's house. And sometimes we're spending the night over there. So that's like major red flags. Like,
yeah.
Why the fuck are you sleeping over there? And she's like, dude, I slept on the couch because you're an asshole. Fuck you. That's what she claims. Anyway. So one night, they get into an argument and Pat grabs Kelly's wrist. In Florida, that is enough to get arrested for domestic violence.
Yeah.
So she calls the police. Pat goes to jail. When Pat goes to jail, Kelly moves across the street, abandoning the three children.
Well, but we're starting over now.
We've done abandoned.
This lovely boy.
We go wake them up in the morning. We go over there in the morning and wake them up for school, and that's our commitment. We're
get
done.
Get them going.
Yep. I get them going, and then I'm done with them. Well, the littlest of the children calls Aunt Kim. Aunt Kim is Pat's sister, who is what I would be.
Yeah.
In this situation.
Because Kim goes ballistic.
Kim gets the call, and they're like, dude, we're hungry. There's no food here. And she asks the youngest kid, she goes, where's your mama? And he goes, she lives across the street with John.
Whoa!
So then she goes, put your fucking sister on the phone.
Yeah, here comes
she don't
Andy.
Say that. But, you know, she's like, put your sister on the phone. The sister gets on the phone and she goes, he's right. There's no food. Mom's fucking living across the street. Whatever have you. So Kim, Sean Marie move, this is what happens.
It's an anti move.
It's an awesome bitch move is what it is. Gets in the car, goes over there, and just walks in.
To?
The house where Kelly and John are.
Oh.
We just walk in. Oh. We own that bitch. Oh. It's my brother's house. You know what I mean? I'm busting up in the door.
I don't know if I'd do that. I'd get the kids some Mickey Donald's first.
I think, who knows? She might have. The show didn't cover it. The show covered
Maybe
my favorite part.
Maybe she was pissed, though.
So, when she comes in the door like a badass.
Because it's her brother's house.
Yeah, we're spooning on the couch.
Yeah. But he hops friends. Up. They're just friends.
Though. Yeah, he hops up and he has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, they're just friends.
And the sister-in-law is like, what the fuck, ho? What are you doing? And the mom's like, dude, I won't be a mom no more. You know what I mean? Like, this is draining.
It's Who does that sound like?
I know some people. Go ahead. So, like, you know, she's just like,
I'm done.
They're big, you know? They're big enough.
They're big enough, but you still have to supply groceries.
You would think.
Okay.
She didn't.
Occasional hug.
So, when this all happens and everybody starts pounding on her about taking care of your goddamn children.
Yeah.
And it's not okay to just leave them at home. She decides, okay, I'm going to drop the charges on Pat so that he can fucking come take care of these kids. And no one can judge me because Dad will be there. It'll be fine. So that's when they pretty much stop the fact that they're hiding, that they're cheating, and like that they are in a relationship. They're more open about it. Everybody knew, but now it's like, yeah, they did it. Now we're not hiding it. And everybody's like, the fuck are you doing to your daughter?
Where's Missy? Yeah.
Like, this is why you haven't brought your daughter here. So everybody just thinks this is why the daughter hasn't come, is mm-hmm. because they are making it to where she hasn't been able to come yet. Pat fights the urge within himself to let her know that, like, her mom has betrayed her in such a way. He does not. Because he's a good guy. So when that happens, Pat goes to the bar that his sister works at one night, and he is bawling. Mm-hmm. He's devastated. He's horribly crying. And his sweet sister is like, you tell Sister Kim what's wrong. He got a message from John that said, I'm fucking your wife right now. For one, you're not fucking while texting. Like, I don't allow you to fuck while texting. It's not something I am okay with. But you're not right now. Right now, you're not. Like, you got done or you're about to. But, like, you're not right now. It's weird. But he didn't think that. Obviously, it just devastated him.
Everybody's different.
Yeah. So the sister's like, yep, you're a see you next Tuesday and I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
So they start maxing out all of Pat's credit cards. They even make a forgery towards his 401k. And the man's had the same job for 20-something years. He's earned every last drop of that. And they forge it and they start dipping
Did
into that
Did he press
too.
Charges?
No. He quits his job because he cannot handle looking at John. So he's like, I gotta quit this job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to make a big deal about it. I'm just going to quit my job. I'm going to remove myself from the situation. And he did everything right all the way up until the end.
Yeah.
Matt really did.
Yeah.
He tried. And like I said, he continuously sought counseling. He even tried to get her to go. She went once or twice. It really wasn't her thing. And she's like, dude, I'm not into this. The sister recalls one time that the couple had an appointment with like the pastor or something, and she didn't show up, and she recalls hearing her brother like violently crying like, just devastated. Because he wanted to mend his family. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to lose Kelly at all. That was never what he thought was ever going to happen.
Well, it's kind of a slap in the face when they don't show up. And they
yeah, so everything is just...
You know?
Yeah. Aww. Everything's just combining and dropping down on top of this poor man. And so one night in April, some neighborhood friends are having a barbecue, and they're like, you know what, Pat, shit's crazy. Come to our barbecue. Bring your kids.
Have a burger and a beer.
Have a burger and a beer. Yep. Just relax.
Yep.
Well, the youngest son goes to the dad, and he's like, Mom and John just kicked me out because they want to watch an adult movie. He gets livid.
Like this from Pat's house or the Mom and John's house?
At the Mom and John's house. He was over there.
Yeah.
Mom said, it's time for you to get the hell out.
Yeah.
She probably didn't say that, but like she said, you need to go. We're going to watch an adult movie, whatever that means. Go on. So he was upset about it. So he went to his dad and was like, I'm upset because I can't stay at Mom's. Mom said I had to go. So he tells the daughter, you better talk to your mom. Like, girl, I'm about to pop. Well, the mom and the son, the daughter and the brother decide, okay, well, we're going to go figure out why our little brother can't be here. Yeah. We're going to figure this out. Well, when they get Mom outside, Pat storms past them and shoots Mom. Mom runs back inside. Daughter runs away. Son starts fighting with Dad over the gun.
Yeah.
He's going to save his mom's life because he's like, holy shit, you didn't need to shoot her. He tries to kill himself, so Pat turns a gun on himself, shoots himself in the stomach. It goes right through Pat into the sun.
Oh, honey.
Bam, bam. So, I'm going to read the 911 call because they don't have it on audio. They do on the show, but no clips that I could find, and I didn't want to, like, search through the show for it because I can read it. So, it says... 911, obviously, what's your emergency? He says, I've been shot, help me. And his name is PJ. He told the officer that the operator says, what happened? He says, I've been shot, just help me. Come here and help me.
They need an address, honey.
The jurors gotta hear it. He's 16 years old at the time. He gives his, they say, who is shooting? This is now turning to the 19-year-old inside the home. John has now called 911.
Yeah.
They say, who is shooting? He says, Patrick Warren. The operator says, where? Operator says, Acorn Drive in Trussellville? John says, yes. He says, okay, where at? We're at on Acorn Drive. He's trying to get into my house. He's trying to break into my house. You hear gunshots. A series of gunshots.
Uh-huh.
Where at? Says the operator. Three, John says, and then the phone breaks up. The operator says, ma'am, you're breaking up, because they don't know who they're talking to.
Yeah.
Ma'am, you're breaking up. Bam, phone's disconnected. And then after that, the jurors are showed a picture of John laying on the floor dead. He was standing behind the door when the door was being shot.
Oh, they got him too, huh?
So he got shot. And Pat pushes... His body keeps the door closed for a minute, but he's able to push John's body over to get the door to open. And so when he gets inside, he shoots his wife two more times and kills her. Completely kills her. Mm. He goes outside.
Snapped. Are you sure it wasn't the snap show?
It wasn't. Okay. He did snap, though, I believe.
Oh, honey.
And so he goes... And throws the gun into the bush, lays down in the neighbor's yard, I believe, and surrenders in the surrendering position.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm done.
Him and his son were life. His son was life flighted. His son was in critical condition. They both did survive. He turned down two plea deals in the whole thing. He ended up taking it to court and got life. But he was offered 25 years. To life, and then life without parole, but he turned all deals down and went to trial and then got life. His daughter still seems very supportive of her dad.
Does she see him?
She doesn't really go into that.
Well, but like, yeah.
She doesn't seem like she doesn't, you know? I don't know. I think that they all... I don't know. I'm not going to speak for the sons, but, like, to me, I would see how... I don't know if I would blame my mom, but I would have to look at it and be like, okay, but if you wouldn't have been cheating and throwing it in his face, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
You know, but I'm not justifying what happened. I mean, she lost her life. The 19-year-old lost his life. He had somebody's son right there.
You want me to blow your mind, though?
Oh, I'll let you finish. I'm sorry.
I can blow your mind in just like 2 seconds. Well, everyone's mind. The mysterious daughter, Misty.
With the pregnancy.
With the pregnancy and the new 2-born twins. Is never heard or seen from ever again.
Oh, so she doesn't try and contact and see where her husband is, huh?
No. Ugh. Never goes to the funerals. Nothing. So... they trace the IP addresses and all that fun stuff. Kelly is her daughter. So we really don't know how we got John, but the daughter's made up. She went and got her boyfriend and brought him home and lied.
Yeah, made up a fantastical lie, I guess.
That is amazing.
I guess. See, but I don't
all the way
have...
up until where you have to produce this person?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit! That is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I just don't agree with the how. If she had respect for everyone, really, in that situation.
Well, she didn't.
Why didn't she just bounce? Why didn't she just bounce? You send a card on the birthday... You go see him once in a while.
It's great. I don't know.
You bounce. You want to go live with the 19-year-old. Because look how many people she destroyed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude,
because,
it's crazy.
Because she didn't want to go get a job?
This is Cocoa, Florida.
Cocoa, Florida.
Yeah, it's out of Florida.
I was going to say when I was living in Jacksonville long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I showered twice a day.
That's muggy, isn't it?
It was 100 degrees, 100% yeah. humidity, and I was about to have Joshua, so yeah. I really wanted to shoot myself in the face.
Yeah.
So hot.
But that's what this poor man went through. So really, dude, yeah. I look at these, and I'm like, that is just too long. That punishment does not fit the crime, my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. He was very patient with his long...
Like, all the way up until you pushing my fucking buttons, bro.
Just because she had already involved the kids. So that's why I'm not really... And maybe he should have just bounced.
There is a Facebook page just taken for the kids Kelly and that her... I believe... I'm going to say it's her parents run. And there's, like, a bunch of... She was gorgeous. She was very pretty, and I like the old-timey pictures, but... In 08 is when he was arrested, like the whole murder and all that went down. So he tried to say that it was an act of like...
he just snapped.
Like he just snapped.
Yeah.
But they said that he couldn't have done it because like that couldn't be the facts because he went and purchased the gun, I believe, like a month earlier. So there was pre-thought.
So that shows... Okay.
There was pre-thought of, like, I will use this to end my situation.
Florida's also good old boys. They got guns in their Chevy pickups, too.
His lawyer did not convince them.
Huh.
He was not convinced.
I don't know. Especially when you know she is literally just draining your account. She doesn't give a shit about the kids. It is hard to evict somebody. Very hard to evict.
Well, she
somebody.
Owns it.
Huh?
You can't kick her out.
I thought it was his property.
Well, they're married. They bought it together as a married couple. It's hers and his. You can't kick me out of my house because my boyfriend lives here.
Uh-huh.
It's my fucking house.
Now when you're going to go step out and act like a hoe?
Prove
Bounce!
It. Prove it.
Bounce! Oh, prove it.
There's many steps to that. You can't just call up the police and be like, hey, my wife's having an affair. Her and her boyfriend live there. Tell him no.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like a 60-day, 90-day, year process sometimes. If you play it out.
But what's your grounds? That she lives in her house? You're mad because she lives in her house.
Adultery. See? That's still a definition of divorce.
That is the hardest thing to go through. I've known people that have to go through and prove that. Dude, you have to wreck yourself. You have to go and get copies. If you're even on the phone bill, if you're even authorized to do so. Mm-hmm. Get the text messages. And then you're reading them, obviously. You have them in your possession. So then you're like, what do you do to yourself?
It's awful.
No, I'm not going to take you to court for being an adulterer. I'm going to beat your fucking ass. Obviously, in this situation, that wasn't what happened.
Yeah, I guess the chivalry would be beat her ass and remove her from the house by her hair.
Well, like
throw clothes at her and say bye.
You're not. Oh, dude, you're not going to do it in front of me.
Uh-huh. And the kids, too, they knew what was going on.
Oh, and in front of my babies?
Yeah. Uh-huh. How old was that? How old were those? The oldest were 15.
They were like to be like in their teens, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, dude, like, hell no. I understand why he snapped, and I'm sorry that she passed and he passed. Because they didn't deserve to die. Like I
They did
said
not
before.
Deserve to die. They
Death
were very
is not
malicious.
The answer. But when you poke people... And people like to play the one-up-em game.
Yeah.
Like, I gotcha.
It's a power thing, too.
It is. It's a mm-hmm. power trip. And, like, you want to be the guy on top. I get it. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm that way. I like to have the last word. Like, when you argue with me, I don't like to let you have the last word. I don't give a shit if it's bye. Like, I'm saying it last. I am walking away from this argument being the person to say the last word. Trust and fucking believe it. I don't care if I have to sit there and go, bye. Bye. But like a million, I don't care.
And then slam the door.
Yeah, like I will make it to where I end it. Like I don't care. That's just who I am. So
that sounds like a challenge. We're gonna have an argument.
Jean, you don't want it. I'll make you cry, and it will be just sad, and we'll just feel bad for like a second. But like you can't push people.
No.
You
don't poke the bear.
You don't know what that person's mentally going through, and what you're doing is pushing them to the limit of doing. Like, yeah, he had claimed to, like, oh, he told people, like, I'm just going to kill myself and, like, I'm just going to end it. But then, obviously, he sat down and he did the whole, why do I got to go?
Thank you for the counselor, giving him some confidence. I mean,
like, I got to go? She got to go.
He truly loved her.
He did, and that's
and
sad.
Then he's bitch slapped and laughed at
and then spent his bank account. In front of the whole neighborhood.
Yes, ma'am.
Where they're established.
Yeah.
Everybody in the neighborhood.
And so now they're gossip, by
yeah,
the way.
So now everybody's good. Like, whisper, whisper, whisper. It's horrible.
No.
So he lost it.
Yeah.
And I don't think when that happens, I don't think you deserve life. Because I don't believe you would be a future danger to people. I believe you were fucked with and you were pushed to where you were pushed to.
We've talked about cases where
they're
more brutal than that man.
Oh, yeah.
More thought out than that man. What, they get 18 years.
Something, yeah. Florida's really hard, though. He could have got the death penalty. So, I mean, Florida's gangster when it comes to that type of stuff. They like to lock you up forever. But I don't know, dude. So, yeah, that's the story. And that's what I was watching for the third time when you came in, just to make sure I got all my facts right. So, like I said, that is the Stranger Among Us on the ID channel, season 1, episode 5. And I think it's... I don't remember what the fuck it's called. I think they try to make it to where you think it's the daughter. Yeah, because that's why I watched it. Is because, like, when they did it.
You thought it was Andrea?
I thought it was Andrea all the way. All the way. I was like, yep. That little winch right there is the reason why this whole... Well, she really is. Oh, yeah. It's called Blood Red Reunion. See, they get you with the words.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it... Yeah. So I was like, okay. I'm invested. Titles get me. So yeah, that's the story for today. Little short guy. It's the way it is.
Ugh. Guys, don't be a cheater, pants. Have respect for yourself and the other person that's invested in the relationship with you, and tell them.
Tell them. That's an amazing lie. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, that's a good lie. It's a good one. I believed she survived. I thought she was alive till the very, very end. And then they're like, oh yeah, we traced the IP address and came from across the street. Oh. Well. But she was still mentioned in Kelly's obituary. She was still mentioned in the obituary.
Why?
I don't know if the family wants to...
Missy?
I don't think at the time. I don't know if maybe the family wanted to like wrap their head around the fact that it was a lie. You know? Because that's pretty mind-fucking-blowing shit to come across. And you don't even find that out till your dad's on trial for killing them. Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So yeah, probably took a second.
Well, yeah, because you would think if, if the woman's mom and husband just were killed,
yeah,
she would call somebody.
Or go or to come their funerals. Down.
Yeah, that's true.
Your fiance at least just the funeral. Died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No. Nothing at all. She just stopped communicating with everyone. Everyone. The day that Kelly died. The day that Kelly and John died. So yeah. Fake daughter. Affairs. Fake twins, shooting. It's a good Tuesday.
Wow.
It's a Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So go ahead and watch it. It was really good. Spoiler alert, you guys know how it ends, but really good shit.
Oh my goodness.
So follow us on Twitter at itiswhatitis208, because that's where we're from. On Instagram, it is what it is, a true crime podcast. No, that's wrong. On Twitter. Instagram at it is what it is pod 19. yeah, all one word. On Facebook at it is what it is a true crime podcast, and on YouTube at it is what it is a true crime podcast. Like I said, we're down for 12 weeks, so probably give you guys a good episode here or there.
Do you want me to bring you over like an embroidery kit, or do you want to start beating?
No. I used to do that when I used to do pills. I used to do, those, little beaded animals and shit. I used to do those.
You can make friendship bracelets and sell those online.
Cute. No. I'm good. But, yeah. That's it.
All right.
So, see ya.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.